USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People across the U.S. participated in rallies on Saturday to condemn attacks against Asian Americans after the shooting rampage in Atlanta that left 8 people dead. From San Francisco across to Pittsburgh and many points in between, people spoke out against the surge in hate crimes on members of the Asian community. 6 of those killed in Atlanta were women of Asian descent. Many women at the rallies say they're scared now.
It makes me feel like an outcast.
I've dealt with words and looks and stuff my whole life. My family doesn't want me to go anywhere by myself.
Just a day earlier, President Biden and Vice President Harris spoke about it in Atlanta.
Hate can have no safe harbor in America. It must stop.
Racism is real in America, and it has always been.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and Veterinary Physician, and I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, and then I figured out the cause and prevention of sudden death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. In sudden death syndrome, crib death was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 20 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today is 1 per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.